is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. With me today is Maria Cordero, Head of Tourism for the Town of Brome Lake, who is here to chat with us about Brome Lake's Shop at Desk event and other activities that residents will be able to take part in throughout the rest of the summer. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Maria. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So is this the first time that the Shop at Desk event is taking place here in Brome Lake?
Yes, it's the first year, so we're really excited about that. At first, we just started talking with the merchants and just getting to know if they were interested in opening the stores later at night, because we all know, like, as of 5, everything is closed everywhere. So Tourism Brome Lake with the town of Brome Lake wanted to enhance, you know, and really help out the tourism, but helping the stores support local businesses. So initially, we approached a few stores and we were debating if they would be interested in opening at later hours. So a lot of them were interested. And so we checked with the town of Brome Lake and Tourism Brome Lake to have this promotion where the stores were open between 5 and 8 o'clock with, giving rebates. So if people, visitors are here already, or if they would like to visit our shop, they can have rebates. There's animation, there's local music, like we have music in Knowlton, downtown Knowlton. So yeah, we wanted to make it really fun and nice for everybody. And you know, elsewhere, like I said, you know, in every other town, they're closed at 5. So, you know, we're welcoming them with open arms right here in Brome Lake.
Yeah, well, that was actually my next question for you was, what does the event involve? Like, what can people discover in the center of the village? You know, you're mentioning animation and things like that. So there are there other activities going on at the same time as the Shop at Desk event?
Well, actually, that's what we're animating the soiree, if you want, between 5 and 8. So that's when the music starts. Okay. You know, that's where on the terraces, the local restaurants are having people gathering to eat their supper and everything. So we're putting beautiful, nice music to entertain people. And also there's mobile entertainment. What I mean by that is that there's animators that are for example, there's people in a butterfly costume talking to families, talking to children. There's magicians. There's all kinds of animation, you know, to just, you know, say hi to people that are coming here, visitors, and there's just a beautiful interaction, you know. So yeah, those are the attractions.
And why did the town think it was so important to organize such an event? You're touching on the local economy. Why did you think it was important for the town to do its part and get involved in supporting that economy?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. You know, with the last 2 years with the pandemic and everything, we realized that, yes, it was easy to have people here from Montreal, Sherbrooke, and everything, even the state. Some of them, when the states were open, we noticed that Knowlton, Brome Lake was busy. Like everywhere else, there was a surplus of people everywhere, Sutton, Beaumont, everywhere. And so it was easy. We didn't have, surprisingly, a hard time. The businesses didn't have a hard time. But with the borders opening up and people traveling elsewhere and in other countries, I mean, you see what's on the news, we realized that this summer was not going to be a lucrative summer like all the others. And so we wanted to do something extra, you know, to help the business, the local businesses, to stay open, to interact with the visitors. So we wanted to help them out and bring more visitors in our town during those hours.
You've already had 2 weekends pass by, I believe, right? So July 23rd and July 30th. How have things gone so far? Did you have a really good turnout over these last 2 weekends? Did you see the role that this event played in kind of uplifting the businesses here?
Well, funny you're asking, because, you know, like, you know, I like to be on my first events. So I was there Saturday night on July 23rd, and I was looking around seeing, you know, if people knew about the event with the promotion we were doing. And also, you know, if the people that were locally walking around, did they know about the fact that the stores were open later and all that? And some of them didn't know, they weren't aware, but the people that were there that were visitors, that, because, you know, everybody's mostly on vacation, were very happy to know that the stores were open until 8 o'clock. And after I spoke to a few merchants, they were like, okay, well, it's a first. So they didn't have, not all the stores made a fortune that night, or, you know, that it's not a Midnight Madness kind of, we wish. And we want to become an event like Midnight Madness. But yeah, for a first event, I mean, the stores told me, some some of the stores told me that the people that did go into the stores and noticed the stores were opened later were very happy about that and actually spent. There were less people who were just walking around, just looking in the boutique. They were actually spenders. So they were very excited. So I noticed a few boutiques also, you know, sending me emails saying, well, thank you for the event. It's the first one. But people that came between 5 and 8, even though there wasn't like 200, 300 people coming in my boutique, the people that were there actually spent and they were actually very happy to experience that. And they're looking forward to coming back. And that's the point of it.
Yes, that's the point, is to make it bigger and better for the next years, right?
That's right.
And you're touching on this rebate. Can you talk about this rebate a little bit more and, you know, what people can benefit from?
So we really wanted to do something extra, right, as of 5 o'clock. So because during the day, I mean, you know, what's the difference between shopping from 9 to 5 rather than 5 to 8, right? So we asked the merchants, you know, can you do something extra? Like, you know, some of them were like, oh, well, can we serve tea, for example, between 5 and 8? Or can we, you know, give cookies from 5 and 8? Or can we give rebates from 5 to 8? So most of them are giving rebates up to 75%.
Oh, wow.
In their boutique. Yeah. And it's awesome. So there's different things, different promotions. Virgin Hell has a promotion too. So different boutiques have different promotions. And so it's very interesting. It's lucrative to actually shop between 5 and 8. So we wanted that. We really wanted to give the visitor, the customer, something more if they come shop around those hours. And with the animation that's in Knowlton, around Colebrook Park and our streets, you know, it's an ambiance. We're creating an ambiance so that people come back to Knowlton, come back to Brougham Lake and visit other places and other merchants. So it's a collective agreement to really refer each other and send people to each other's merchants and businesses and all that. And I'm very thrilled because actually for the first year, I thought I was going to have about between 5 and 10 merchants participating this year, you know, for the first edition. And I was really surprised because there's like 24 merchants that you can go to on those weekends, on those Saturday nights.
Yeah. And you have 2 more weekends coming up, right, for this event?
Yes. So this weekend on Saturday, August 6th. So that's the next weekend. And then the last one is on August 13th. So if you want to come and, you know, have a really nice evening, but with friends, family, or even like just chit-chatting to our merchants around that time, you know, you're more than welcome.
Are you able to speak on some of the other events that Tourism Lac Brougham has in the works for residents and people who are visiting here to enjoy this summer? Are there any activities in particular that you think the community will enjoy?
Actually, yes. There's we're talking about Saturday night, right, on August 6th. So after the shop in Brougham Lake at dusk event, there's going to be a free movie at the park, the Colebrook Park. So the town is paying for the movie, so people can just come with their chairs and with their families and friends and just enjoy the free movie at night. And there's also this Friday, actually, there's a show called Brin Belle. It is a show for children under 10 years old and their families. Brin Belle is an artist which is going to sing some farm songs. So on, you know, what do we do when we go to the farm? Well, you know, talk about the animals, the flowers, the bees. Like she'll talk about really the farm environment. And she has a mascot with her. So that's fun because the mascot is going to be interacting with the children and the families. So it's going to be a nice activity to do. And it's this Friday and it starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay, awesome. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Maria, about the Shop at Dusk event or any other events that are coming up here in Brougham Lake.
There's actually, yes, activities happening all the time, you know, from Brougham Lake Museum, for example. So they have the Abenaki exposition. Yeah. So that's always an activity to do. There's also the children's museum that's always open. So, you know, when it rains and it pours and it's not nice out, you can always go to the museum. And of course, we can't forget about our theater Lac Brougham, which has also artists, local artists and different artists, at different time. So during the summer, there's always something happening. So, and of course, the Knowlton Film Festival, which is coming late August. So at the end of August, so we're looking forward to that too. So yeah, lots to do in Brougham Lake.
Well, thank you so much, Maria. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.